وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about the concept of humanity in the Holy Quran and how different verses of the Holy Quran talk about different dimensions of this being, human being, and different functions of the soul, different faculties of the soul. We ended up talking about heart as one of the main faculties, one of the main parts and dimensions of the soul, and different functions of it. In the previous episode, we talked about the taqwa al-qalb, the piety of the heart, and how it is related directly to the external behavior that we have. And the complete distinction between the two is incorrect. According to the verses of the Holy Quran, there is a close and direct connection to the behavior that we have and the state our hearts are residing in. So we recited the beautiful verse, ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ, those who respect the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This stems from the piety of the heart that they have. And also, Quran blames those who think that they can make a distinction between the two. And I recite the verse, أَوْضُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ أَنْ لَنْ يُخْرِجَ اللَّهُ أَذْغَانَهُمْ. Those who have sickness in their hearts, have they thought that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not bring out, will not expose their hatred? Adghan means grudges that people have, keep in their heart. So it's impossible for a person to keep something in the heart for too long. It shows itself. A person that thinks that, for example, okay, I now do this and it doesn't harm my belief. No, it harms the belief. The external behavior that we have is always an indication, a display, an illustration of what is going on the deeper layers of the soul. Or for example, in another verse, we said, يَحْذَرُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ أَن تُنَزَّلَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُورَةٌ تُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. Hypocrites, munafiqun, they always are in the fear that a verse or a surah, a chapter is revealed, and then it exposes, that chapter of the Holy Quran exposes what they hide in their hearts. قُلْ اسْتَهْزُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْرِجٌ مَا تَحْذَرُونَ. Tell them, mock and laugh as much as you want, but one day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expose what you hide within your heart. So we see that it can be like we cannot hide the things that we have in our heart for too long. The external behavior that we have, the words, the things, the comments that we make, someday expose what we have buried down deep in our hearts, and we should be careful. That's why إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم, the verse that we recited in some episodes, that we try to build and purify ourselves from the depth of our heart. And it doesn't help just to take care of the appearance and the apparent and external behavior. And for sure in that project, we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. This is something we cannot do on our own. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ يُزَكُّونَ أَنفُسَهُمْ, have you not seen those who try to purify themselves? بَلِ اللَّهُ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should purify people. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us in this regard. We will have a break and we come back to continue our discussion.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at English Radio irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hussein Latifi, and you're listening to the second segment of the Program for Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In the first segment, we talked about the relationship between the inner layers of the soul and the external behaviors of a human being. Now, we should talk about a little bit about some other functions of the heart. One of the functions of the heart, according to the verses of the Holy Quran, is the place and origin of feelings and emotions, both positive emotions and negative emotions. So Quran says, وَجَعَلْنَا فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ رَأْفَةً وَرَحْمَةً, talking about the followers of Jesus عليه السلام. وَقَفَّيْنَا بَعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمْ وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْإِنْجِيلِ, we have given Isa ibn Maryam, Jesus, son of Mary عليه السلام, Injil, the Gospel. وَجَعَلْنَاهُ فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ رَأْفَةً وَرَحْمَةً, and we placed in the hearts of the followers of Jesus عليه السلام رَأْفَة, love, وَرَحْمَة, mercifulness. So قَلْب is the place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places or entrusts people with certain emotions. That is رَأْفَة and رَحْمَة. Or for example, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَتْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, اتمينان, which means settlement, being at peace, is another feeling that resides in the heart. And this was a famous verse that you had heard before. Or for example, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, the believers are the ones when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminded to them, is remembered, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is said to them, وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, their heart has that sense of awe, that sense of greatness toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَل means shaking, but shaking not in fear, in a bad sense, shaking in a fear of some glorious being, the presence of a glorious being. وَالَّذِينِ اُتُونَ مَا آتَوا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَة, which means their heart has that sense. Those who have done what was their duty, still they have that wajal in their heart. So these are good emotions, good feelings that the heart has. And also we have bad and negative emotions attributed to the heart, like fear. سَنُلْقِي فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الرَّبِ, we will put fear in the hearts of disbelievers, بِمَا أَشْرَكُوا بِاللَّهِ, because they have attributed partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they have a shaken faith. And a person who has not a solid faith and belief automatically and naturally will have fear in the heart. Or for example, the sense of disgust. وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ اشْمَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone is reminded to some people, what people? People who don't believe in the day of judgment. They have a sense of disgust in their heart. اشْمَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ, the heart is the place of this feeling for these people. And this is true. Sometimes for some people it's true because they don't believe on the day of judgment. They think it is only dunya that they have, and they don't like anything related to Allah, to the day of judgment, because it gets them away from the attention that they want to give, full attention to this dunya and nothing more. So that's why they don't like it, they feel disgust. And this verse refers to that situation. We seek refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from this feeling. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us understand the teachings of Islam. Thank you very much for listening, and until next episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى آل النبي صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى